Welcome to VI Talk. Sharing ideas, information and support.
Right, well, it's with great pleasure I get to introduce our good friend Emily Davison again. It's good to have you on again, Emily.
It's really nice to be here.
And we're going to have a bit of a catch-up, aren't we? We've not spoke to you for quite a while, so it'd be good to have a quick catch-up. So what have you been up to recently since we last spoke?
Well, apart from the fact that I'm going half demented with my degree, I have been doing a lot of things on my blog. So I've been writing a lot of blog posts over the years. So things around, you know, London Fashion Week and the trends for autumn winter. I've been doing a lot of things around themed posts, like beauty reviews. I've been doing some Christmas features, which are some of the more recent ones. I've also been doing a lot of filming on my YouTube channel. I'm currently kind of planning some new ones for that, and some ones around different topics that people might find interesting if they saw my top 10 misconceptions around sight loss, because I know that was quite a big hit, so I'm doing a follow-up on that. So but yeah, I've been doing loads of stuff really in terms of campaigning and just writing my blogs and stuff, and of course trying to battle the arduous struggle of footnotes. If anyone's familiar with those, you'll know how what an annoyance they are.
So people can actually subscribe to your blog, can't they, Emily? How do they do that if they want to read what you've got to put without having to go onto the web every time?
Well, basically, the way you do it is there's a widget on my blog, so it'll be on the right-hand side of the page, and it's a couple of bars down if you just scroll down if you use VoiceOver, and it's basically a follow button. You put your email in there, or if you're signed up to WordPress already, you don't have to do that. You can just tap the follow button. Basically, you sign up via email, and every time I do a new post, you get regularly updates on it, and you get a text version of it. An email will come sent through to you with everything I'm doing and all the links and everything that I talk about. And you can also sign up to my mailing list, because every month to 2 months, I will send out a newsletter with kind of things that I've been up to and some of the top posts on my blog, things that I'm planning to do, projects, things that I've been to, reviews, kind of, you know, things that I'm doing in collaboration with, such as you guys. And, you know, that's another option as well. And that's available if you just go onto my blog on the top menu bar, and there's an option to say, sign up to my mailing list. And that is another option as well you can get involved with and get regular updates without having to go on the web every time.
So, Emily, one of the things you have done over the last few months, you've actually started with Laura Legendary, the fashionability. Do you want to sort of tell us a little bit from your side? Because I know we just spoke to Laura last week, didn't we?
Yeah, sure. Well, basically, it started around the beginning of this year, so it must have been around January time. And basically, I'd known about Laura for a while. I knew about her jewellery company. I always admired her designs and her concept and thought she was great. And she contacted me via Audioboo, and her Audioboo channel is Elegant Insights. And she basically was talking to me about, you know, my blog, and I was talking to her about hers. And then we got onto the subject of channels, and she said to me, you know, I really want to create a channel around the topic of fashion and disability, and I want to do it with you, and I want to collaborate. Would you be interested in this? And of course, I was really keen on this, because Laura is one of the nicest, most inspirational women I've ever met. I've had the pleasure of meeting. She's really nice. She's lovely. She's got so many great ideas. She's very clued up, she's very articulate, and she has a lot of great connections, and together we decided to collaborate and to become partners. And then we, you know, traded ideas back and forth, and we, you know, toyed around with the idea, created a plan for what we wanted to do, approached Audioboo, and Audioboom as it's now called. And then within a few months of that, we were on our way to starting a channel. And then on September, we launched Fashionability. So Fashionability came to the forefront, and now it's our brand new audio channel, which is also a podcast on iTunes. And it's all around the topic of fashion and disability. So we've got contributors on board from all different areas around fashion and disability and diversity. We talk about things from makeup. We talk about things to do with explaining fashion concepts to people with sight loss. We talk about wheelchair fashion. We talk about raising awareness of models with diversities on fashion campaigns and campaigning for more inclusion in fashion. We talk about so many different topics, and we are really kind of always looking for new ideas, and we're hoping that this is something that's going to grow and to expand and to really be a sister channel to both Laura's brand and my own, you know, blog. So it's something that we're both passionate about, and we've had such a great response from it this year.
I follow the Fashionability channel, and there is definitely something for everybody, so go and have a look. You can, if you use iOS, you can search for it with the search facility in the app, and you should then be able to follow the channel, and the Any Booze will come up in your feed. If you're on the website, it's which section of channels is it on in the website, Emily?
It's basically under the lifestyle category. So if you just go into lifestyle, it will be there, and it's called Fashionability. So that's Fashionability. And I'll also be putting all the links in. So there'll also be all the links down below as well, if any of you guys want to go and check them out that way. We're also on a blog. We're also on Twitter under @inclusivestyle. And you can also download our podcast directly off of iTunes and subscribe that way as well. And we are also on our Facebook page as well.
That's great. So you've got loads of other things going on as well, though, haven't you? You are working with a group of people, myself included, on accessible apps, aren't you?
Yeah, so basically the idea came about quite a while ago, and I had wanted to create a series of blogs on my own blog about the different apps that are available that will help you with fashion and lifestyle and beauty and anything around those sorts of areas if you're visually impaired, because I feel personally that sometimes the world of apps can be so vast and so overwhelming that if you're not kind of aware of what's available to you, it can be really daunting. And, you know, I really wanted to create a series around this, and I got together a group of people by promoting it on Facebook and Twitter, and I have my lovely, lovely, lovely app minions, as I now call you guys. So basically, what you guys have been doing, as have I, we've been kind of doing all these different apps, so we've been testing them out for their accessibility, rating them, giving them scores out of 10, noting their good points, and I've been sending off all the feedback to the companies to get responses from them. Some have been more positive than others, some of them have been better, more accessible than others, and what I'm going to be doing with that is putting it into a collection of posts around fashion and how to make fashion accessible and how to use the world of apps if you are visually impaired. And the first one's going to be sort of a toolkit, so it's going to be all the essential apps that you might need if you are visually impaired and want to get into fashion. So things like the best social media apps that can help you keep on in touch with the latest news about fashion, to apps that will help you when you're out shopping, apps that will help you to find shops, all these different kind of things. And it's going to be a three-part series, and the first is going to go out this month, the second in January, and probably the third around the February time.
So look out for it, and another string to your bow. But but saying that, I've got another string to ask you about as well. You've got a Braille focus group. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, sure. So basically, I have been really wanting to start a group of, you know, a campaigns group around the topic of getting more Braille onto cosmetics, because one of the biggest things I get a lot is people telling me how annoying it is that certain brands don't have Braille on their cosmetics, and currently the only one that does is L'Occitane. And for a while, I'd really wanted to start up a group around it. And the reason for this was because I am part of a campaigns group that is run by Chelsea J, who is the director of Models of Diversity. And an interview with her will be coming up on my own channel as well, Sin the Fashionable one. But basically, that's sort of a group. Every week we target different brands around fashion and get more awareness into having more disabled models onto the catwalks and onto their brand campaigns. And I wanted to take this idea and do a similar version of it around the topic of having brown cosmetics. So I'm currently looking for a group of people around the 20 margin to come along and join me on a Facebook group. And every week what we'll be doing is I'll be sending out the information of the company that we'll be targeting that for that week, the template of the email that you need to send, and just filling your name and your kind of your credentials. And basically we'll be sending that off every week and getting the feedback, and we'll be logging that and taking note of what they said, just so we can see which companies have taken on this advice on board and how we feel that they're going to make their brand more accessible. I've had some good responses so far, and hopefully if we get a group of people together it will be successful, because I have had some people say, oh, I don't think it will be successful because obviously it's one similar email, but it is, because we've had lots of success with the company that I'm with who are doing the same thing, which is Models of Diversity. We've had a great deal of success from different brands, and some of which I can't mention at the moment because it's still under wraps, but it has been successful. So I know that this kind of strategy does work, and I really hope that if you want to see more brands having Brow on their cosmetics, then you will get involved, because I think this will be a really successful project that I'm working on next year.
Right, well, on that, Emily, if you can come back to us, you know, middle of next year, and give us an update on that, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Oh, definitely. I think that would be great, you know, to do a regular update on to what brands have been successful and what brands have been accommodating, because I just think that's such a big issue that it just needs to be addressed, to be honest.
Well, it really is worthwhile, because, I mean, I've used lots of tan products, but they are very, very expensive. They're high-end products, so it would be nice to see some more high street brands putting Braille on their products. That would be brilliant.
I definitely agree. I've had people say to me in the past that, you know, they said that because their makeup doesn't have things like Brow on there or whatever, or because it's not distinctive in scent or in shape or in texture or whatever, that they've gone out and they could have basically put green eyeliner on their lips or stuff. And you just think, this is just not right for the modern day and age. This is something that really needs to be changed. So it's something that I'm very passionate about, and I hope that we can all of my Braille cosmetic minions, as I'll call you guys, who'll get involved. I hope that you guys will translate that passion as well and come on board with me and help to try and make a change to that.
This bow and arrow set's getting a little bit on the heavy side, really. I mean, you know, you can't imagine Robin Hood with that many strings on his bow, to be fair. But the sort of last things you mentioned, you're currently looking at doing, and is a makeup tutorial, which I know I will find very, very helpful. Not.
You never know. You might be partial to a little bit of lippy. It might inspire you to get a new rose gold lipstick. You never know. But yeah, so basically, over the past few months, the biggest request I've had for a YouTube video is to do a makeup tutorial, kind of everyday makeup looks when you're visually impaired, and to describe how to put the products on. Because people always say to me, oh, you know, makeup's very difficult and I don't know, you know, how to do it, or I don't know what will go with this or how to do this certain thing. So I am going to be filming it next week at some point, and it's going to be a makeup tutorial for an everyday autumn winter look. And if it's successful enough, I will come back and do more. I will do things around evening looks. I'll do things around, you know, when it comes to spring and summer times, you know, those sorts of makeup looks. I'll possibly also do hair tutorials if I get, you know, if I get some styles that I think would suit. Because obviously I'm going to be reviewing some new hair products in the new year for their accessibility for like styling and stuff. So I am looking for your feedback. So if you guys will watch my video, which I'll be posting on my blog, and if you would like to see any other videos around this, you know, a tutorial or whatever, then just comment and let me know, because I really take your feedback into account. And if a video is requested enough, I will do it.
Fantastic. And something that I don't think you were going to mention, but you've been nominated for an award, haven't you?
Oh, God. Yeah, I have. I've been nominated for the Guide Dogs Young Persons Achievements Award. So although I can't think of why why I'd be chosen, because all I do is write a block, but you know, it's not up to me, it's not my decision.
That's fantastic. So when will you find out whether you've got the award or not?
Well, I go on this Wednesday, actually. But yeah, I go there, and then it's going to be a really fun night in London. I get to wear a really nice dress. But if I don't win, I know that I'm up against two really worthy candidates, but it's going to be so fun. So I'm just looking forward to have been nominated and to have been invited. So I'm really excited to be going.
Well, congratulations on the nomination. Yep, and good luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. It's been absolutely amazing having a good chat to you again. And you know, it's always something new in your life, isn't there? Every time we talk, there's something on the just coming up. So quickly, do you want to just give people a couple of ways people can follow or get in touch with you? We will include all your social media contacts as part of the audio boo description.
Yeah, sure. So the first most prominent way that you can get in touch with me is to go onto my blog, which is spelled fashionista.com. That is FashionEyesta.com. I'm also on Twitter under at Davison M. That's at capital D, lowercase AVISON, capital EM. And I'm also on YouTube, just search Fashionista. I'm also on Facebook by searching Fashionista. And yeah, I've got lots of other social links. And the last one I wanted to mention is I'm also on email. So if you do want to be signed up to my mailing list or have any other questions about where I'm available, you can email me at fashionista@gmail.com.
Well, that's brilliant. Thanks, Emily. It's been good to have a catch up with you. And I know you're going to be doing a gift guide for our countdown to Christmas. So you're going to be appearing on VI Talk again.
Oh, definitely. You won't get rid of me that easily.
Well, thanks a lot, Emily. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Speak to you soon.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.